Horny Criminals. Here's another part in our series on good, bad, and funny criminals.
Jobs for the boys. How to get a job against all the odds. The British often lecture other nations on how democracy should work. But perhaps they need to take a few lessons themselves, as recent events have shown. Take the case of Robert Burston. He's just been appointed by the UK Tax Office, HMRC, to take charge of their largest call centre in East Kilbride, just outside Glasgow. His job is to coordinate the call centre and give advice on tax matters. But this isn't Burston's first encounter with the tax office. A few months ago, Burston was made bankrupt by them. Burston's debt, the origins of which are not known, stands at more than €300,000. So, how did Burston, a man made bankrupt over unpaid tax, get a job advising everybody else on their tax bills? Simple. His best friend, Linda Talbot, who is the overall director of call centres, helped him. Talbot and Burston go back a long way. They worked together in the same bank during the 1990s, and until recently, they could be found as each other's friend on Facebook pages. The links have since been removed. Suspicions were raised when Burston was brought in on higher pay than the normal level for his grade. Another favour from his friend. The tax office insists that the correct procedures were followed. We are sure that there is nothing untoward in the way that Miss Talbot went about recruiting Mr. Burston. And that was all they had to say on the matter.